Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
All right, friends, please say good morning to Chris Holland. He's the CEO and Executive Director of Inspire Arts and Music and the Boston Crusaders. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, good morning.
We have a lot to discuss today, and I don't know if you know this or not, but marching bands are one of my favorite things. It is my algorithm on Instagram. I have built it brick by brick to bring me great marching band content.
Awesome.
And the Boston Crusaders certainly filled that up. But before we get to the Boston Crusaders and their incredible accomplishment this year, can we talk about Inspire Arts and Music, of which they are a part?
Sure. And good morning, and thank you so much for the opportunity to talk about these things that obviously we both love. Inspire Arts and Music was formed in 2012, and it was formed for the purpose of sort of becoming the umbrella nonprofit that the Boston Crusaders could fit within, because we knew, and I've been affiliated with the Boston Crusaders for most of my life, and at this point I was on the board of directors, we knew that in order to have long-term sustainability, to celebrate our 85th, our 95th, our 150th anniversary, we needed to become something bigger. So Inspire Arts and Music was formed. It's a much larger nonprofit board of director type of a setup. We bought real property in Hyde Park. We own Riverside Theater, which is on Fairmount Avenue. We purchased two Scholastic Festival companies, and I bet you some of your listeners probably have students who participate in those. And we also started some inner city youth programming as well to kind of make sure that we were able to stay true to our Boston roots. And that is where Inspire started to experience great growth and, in turn, helped feed the Boston Crusaders prominence that we're all enjoying at this point as well.
For those of us who aren't as plugged into the marching band community as you and Kennedy, can you tell us who and what the Boston Crusaders are?
Sure. So I like to describe it because it's a little bit easier to use sports vernacular. The Boston Crusaders are sort of almost a semi-professional type of a marching band sports team. You know, the Crusaders audition students from all over the country, Canada, Japan, China, the UK. And we are part of Drum Corps International, which is an association or an organizing body that brings together marching arts pageantry. So for people who are familiar with marching band, high school, halftime band shows, really great college marching bands, those students at some point want to do something that is centric to creative artistic pageantry or field pageantry, as we call it. And that's where a lot of those students end up. And that's what the Crusaders are. It's kind of like, I consider it to be sort of the Olympics of marching band.
Are people flying from China and Japan to be in this marching band?
Good question. They'll audition remotely. If they are cast, they move in. We do an immersive summer. So from about the middle of May, when colleges are getting out, through early August, that is, you know, they fly in and they're with us for about, you know, a 90-day period. So it's an, you know, it's sort of an immersive experience programming. So they don't fly in and out, but when they do come in, they stay here. So it's similar to like an AAU-type sports team that's going to travel all summer long. So
that is an intense drumline.
Yeah, it is. Well, yeah, they did, and then they won big because of it. Can you tell everybody what happened this year at the DCI?
So, you know, we've been in the hunt trying to win Drum Corps International's World Championship for, you know, that was our 85th consecutive operating summer in 2025. We were silver medalists in 2022. We were, again, silver medalists in 2024. And in 2025, we were able to finally get to the top of that mountain. And,
let's go!
World Championship. So, you know,
another title for Boston. We win everything.
Put it up.
Yeah, believe me. There was, you know, we've got obviously eight decades of alumni, and we've got local roots to Boston and New England, but we've also got this national following. So it really was a melting pot of bringing everyone together, and it was quite surreal. You know, we won it in 2025, but it's been a really long journey, and there have been a lot of performers, alumni, parents, volunteers who have
It's like the 2004 Red Sox.
Yeah, well, we are a founding member of Drum Corps International. So when it was founded in 1972, we are on the Founders Trophy. That's kind of like the Stanley Cup of our activity. And, you know, we had never won it. So to finally get our name on the trophy that, you know, we have our organization's name on it because we're a founder, but we've never won it. It was very similar in our activity to certainly the Boston Red Sox.
Well, we are just so proud of what you guys have accomplished, and we just wanted to spread the word and let people know about it. So if people want more information about Inspire Arts and Music, about the Boston Crusaders, where can they go?
Yeah, inspirearts.org, and that can link you to the Boston Crusaders. Or bostoncrusaders.org. And we're going to be local. I mean, I know that we travel the country. We did 11,000 miles last summer as part of our competing tour. But we assemble in Vermont at Castleton State University on May 30th. We'll be there for about 3 weeks and learn our 2026 routine. We'll be local in Boston. So late June into July 4th, you know, we're going to be in Quincy, Lawrence, Nashua, New Hampshire. So we have a concert in the park, which is a free event in Boston, usually right around June 22 to June 23rd. And Inspire Arts has all of our programs on display right at PO Square in Leventhal Park in downtown Boston annually. So
Amazing.
We do have a local footprint.
If you want to go see a world championship performance.
We will get you back on the Good Vibe Tribe before then so we don't forget. But
oh, that'll be awesome.
I am just so proud of all of you and what all of you have done. And now you and the Boston Crusaders, every last one of you, is a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Well, that's a tribe that we want to belong to.
Yay!
And anytime we can work together, and certainly when we get closer to spring and summer, some of our appearances, we'd love to incorporate you and your incredible listening base into it.
Well, that sounds fun to me.
I can play the triangle. Get in there.
All right, Chris. Well, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it. And we will talk to you very soon.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
Have a great day.
Go Boston.
Yay!
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Campy Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Speaking of the North Shore is the best shore. Kennedy, say good morning to Laura from Wilmington.
Hi, Laura.
Good morning, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Laura?
Yes. Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy. You win $100. If you tie, unfortunately, that is a loss for you. Kennedy's gone now into that soundproof studio. Here we go. Question number one, Laura. Steve Irwin's son, Robert, is 21 years old today. He just won which competition last week? that his sister Bindi won 10 years earlier?
Oh, Dancing with the Stars.
Timeout.com ranks Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You as the best Christmas song of all time. Such a stretch. It's followed by Last Christmas at number two. Which group sings Last Christmas?
Wham.
Sublime announced a multi-city festival next year called Sublime Me Gusta. In Sublime's biggest hit, they sing, I don't practice blank. I ain't got no crystal ball. Well, I had $1 million, but I'd spend it all. Fill in the blank.
I'm drawing a blank. I don't know.
Question number four. There's a new teaser out for the Scrubs revival. It returns February 25th on ABC. On Scrubs, what was the name of JD's mentor and eventual chief of medicine at Sacred Heart Hospital?
Oh, I never watched that show. I don't know.
And question number five. The Celtics won again last night while Jason Tatum continues to rehab his torn Achilles. Tatum recently had his second child with which British pop star?
I never pay attention to the celebrity dating. I have no idea.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy! You don't spend your life following who Jason Tatum is dating? We're different people.
I know. Sorry.
You're a second grade teacher. Is that correct?
That is correct.
What's today going to be like? Utter chaos after the 4-day weekend?
I hope not.
Do they bring you leftovers?
No.
Okay.
What are we learning today?
We're learning about suffixes.
Ooh. Kennedy, welcome back. Laura got 2 out of 5 correct.
All right. Well done, friend.
These are tough, Kennedy.
That's kind. Not well done.
Steve Irwin's son, Robert, is 21 years old today. He just won which competition last week that his sister, Bindi, won 10 years earlier?
Dancing with the Stars.
1-1. Timeout.com ranks Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You as the best Christmas song of all time. It is followed by Last Christmas at number two. Who sings Last Christmas?
Wham.
2-2. Sublime announced a multi-city festival next year. It's called Sublime Me Gusta. In Sublime's biggest hit, they sing, I don't practice blank. I ain't got no crystal ball. Well, I had $1 million, but I'd spend it all. Fill in the blank.
Santeria.
Santeria is correct. 3-2. There's a new teaser out for the Scrubs revival. It returns February 25th on ABC. On Scrubs, what was the name of JD's mentor and eventual chief of medicine at Sacred Heart Hospital?
Oh, I don't remember.
Dr. Cox. 3-2. Question number five. The Celtics won again last night while Jason Tatum continues to rehab his torn Achilles. Peyton Pritchard put up 42 last night, Dan.
He did. 40 fast, burger on him.
Fast peepee, letting him know, Kennedy. Tatum recently had a second child with which British pop star?
I don't know.
LMA.
I didn't know that.
Yep. Mm. Deuce is a big brother.
I love her.
3-2 is the final score. Kennedy also doesn't pay attention to who's dating whom and who they're having kids with, so it's okay.
Yeah.
We have the wrong priorities, apparently.
Yeah, how dare we?
But if you're learning suffixes today, she is a doctor of trivia. It is true.
It is true. All right, so 3-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Laura, you don't get the money, but you did win yourself a pair of VIP tickets to Commonwealth Shakespeare Company's production of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, playing December 6th through the 23rd at Emerson Cutler Majestic Theater. Buy tickets at comshakes.org, but you're going for free, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm going to say, Kennedy, you're my unicorn. I can't catch you. I'm now we lost 2 ties. No win.
We'll get there.
You've been called a unicorn before?
Yes.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041. Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy
on Mix 1041.
It is 617-655-1234. You can call or text in the studio. We'd love to hear what you got into over the long Thanksgiving weekend. Kennedy hopped on a plane to go see family out in Colorado.
I sure did. Saw the whole family. I haven't seen my niece, my nephew, my sister, or my brother's-in-law's for like 3 years.
And your dad was there too?
My dad was there too, and dogs, and just cats, and new boyfriends, and everything. So my sister Taylor brought her boyfriend, who I hadn't met. So it was awesome. We had a lovely meal. I stayed in the kitchen and just helped during Thanksgiving Day, which I loved doing. And you know, you spend all day cooking and like 5 minutes eating.
It's true. And then an hour napping.
Yeah, and then I took my niece shopping at the mall to buy her whatever she wanted.
Black Friday shopping?
No, Saturday. Oh, okay. I'm not a crazy person. No, on Friday we went up in a hot air balloon, but we'll discuss that in a little bit. And overall it was just great. Like, mm-hmm. seeing everybody was awesome. There was no drama. There was no nothing. It was.
I'm glad to hear that.
It was really lovely, and I wish we'd had more time.
How was Colorado?
Beautiful. Just beautiful.
Did you go to the dispensary and sample their Mile High wares?
You know, I didn't. I just didn't have time. But thankfully, my sister had done that on the way in. So
I just hung up on somebody. My apologies. Sorry. I just hung up on Waylon from Northbridge. Waylon, if you want to give us a call back, I apologize for that. Let's see. We have Kara from Peabody. Good morning.
Good morning, Carson.
How was your Thanksgiving weekend?
It was wonderful. I saw family, and then I performed in a production of Annie.
What did you play?
Oh, I'm playing Lily St. Regis, the little ditzy villain.
Oh, my gosh. How fun.
It's so fun. It's still running for 3 more weekends, so we're having so much fun with a nice long run.
And where is it, and how do you get tickets?
This is at Wheelock Family Theater, so it's in the Fenway-Longwood area. Mm-hmm. Our Annie is absolutely incredible. She's a total pro. And there's also a cute little doggy named Gideon playing Sandy.
Amazing.
That's awesome. Well, have a great week. Thanks for sharing that with us. Let me see. I think I might have Waylon back. No, I lost Waylon again. My apologies. Waylon was going to tell us that he went to Maryland, and I guess his son navigated them there, and he made his son navigate them there by road atlas. No Garmin, no GPS, no nothing.
I love that. Give me a AAA trip tick any day of the week.
Oh, my gosh.
I loved those so much.
The analog of it all in 2025, mm-hmm. Kennedy. I had this conversation with my son, Barrett, so much over the long Thanksgiving weekend.
I weigh stuff that's 10 minutes away.
Oh, I do, too, but don't get me wrong.
So we went down to the Cape. They all, Lana and Barrett, and then we have a family friend in from back home in Dothan, Alabama, right, where Lana's from, Susan. So they all went down on Tuesday afternoon, and then I went down Wednesday after work. And it was a pretty low-key, you know, family weekend on Cape Cod. It's beautiful down there this time of year. It's quiet.
Yeah.
There's not as many people down there. You know, Cisco rubbed around in the turkey poop of it all again for the second time this year, which, if you've never had a dog roll around in turkey poop before, it is the worst of all things that can happen to your dog. There are not many things, maybe short of getting hit up by a skunk. Your dog rolling around in turkey poop is one of the most disgusting things you'll ever have.
Hey, how much turkey poop is in your
yard?
I mean,
goose poop I could get, but turkey poop?
Yeah, we have turkeys that live in the neighborhood, and they just, you don't even know it because they're not around when you're there. But when you're not there, I guess they hang out a lot. And yes, you don't really see it, but it's around, and they manage to find the spots. And next thing you know, your dog is covered in that stuff and is absolutely awful smelling. It is the worst thing you have to deal with. And it was right in the middle of us cooking Thanksgiving dinner.
That's the only time it happens.
So, like, you know, I've got the turkey in the fryer. Lana's doing what she's doing. There's dressing. There's mashed potatoes. There's deviled eggs. And now you have a dog covered in turkey poop. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. Yeah, that look on your face, Dan, is exactly what it smells like.
Did you leave him outside?
No, I had to get in the shower with him. Because now you have to get in the shower with the dog in the middle
like
of Thanksgiving.
That is a hose in the backyard situation.
Yeah, it's not. It's get in the shower with your dog, and it's so disgusting. And it takes so much to get the smell off.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
Again, 617-655-1234. What'd you get into over the long Thanksgiving weekend? Got a text from the 978. Binge watched Stranger Things all on Thanksgiving Day before dinner was even thought about. Had bangers and mash for dinner.
Ooh.
And took several naps throughout.
That's perfection.
We sat down with the family and watched the new season is out, season 5 of Stranger Things,
yeah.
The first 3 episodes, I think it was. And each episode is, I don't know, an hour and a half long. I mean, they're long.
Yeah, they're like movies.
Yeah. And I mean, it's good. Season 1 of Stranger Things is one of the greatest seasons of any show ever. So I think it's hard to live up to that. And they spend the first part of the episode trying to remind you of everything that happened because it's been so long since the last.
Which is probably good.
Is it like Grease where they're all 40 years old pretending to be high schoolers?
I know you're watching it right now.
Yeah, I am currently doing a full rewatch before the new season. I just finished season 3 and I have been avoiding spoilers on the internet like a ninja.
That's got to be tough. And also, I shouldn't have to watch a series twice in order to watch the next season. That part is just infuriating to me of how long they're taking.
It started 10 years ago. I don't have that kind of memory.
It's wild. And now they didn't even put out the whole series. They're taking a break until Christmas for the rest of it. I don't even know.
Well, they love doing 2-part final seasons. Everyone does that.
They got me, though. They got me. I watched it. So Waylon had called in, and I hung up on him, Kennedy, and I apologized. We got him back on the phone. He has a really cool story about teaching his son the old school ways of how we used to do things.
Let's go.
How we used to travel, Kennedy,
okay,
with just a map. So Waylon, real quick, how did all this unfold?
I had this thing since 2005, so I knew I was going to do this trip, so I told him, hey, we're going to do this. No cell phone, no Waze, no computer, no nothing. You're going to plan out the trip, write it down on a piece of paper, and we're just going to drive by your directions.
That is so cool. Did you get lost?
Yeah,
or did you make it okay?
He did a really good job. We got through New York City, no issues. If you've ever driven that, you know that it can be confusing. It can be really easy to get lost.
How old is he?
He is 14.
Oh, okay. Wow.
I think that's awesome.
Funniest moment was driving through Baltimore. He tells me to take 89 South. I've driven this probably 30 times. I know there's no Interstate 89. So I ask him, did you mean 895? He's like, nope, 89 South. Sure enough, there is no 89 South. So he had to, replot his course on the fly as we're driving. And he got us there. He did a good job.
It's important to learn these things because one day these computers are going to stop working.
If there's ever an apocalypse, your son will be able to navigate to the nearest safe zone.
Being able to orientate your map is important.
How many hours did you add to the trip because of the miscues?
5 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Not there you
bad.
Go.
Staying on self didn't hurt that bad.
That's great. Well, thanks for sharing that. Have a great week, Waylon.
You too.
Corey from Medford, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Saturday was your birthday.
Saturday was my birthday.
What'd you do?
Had some friends over and got a little bit of a bling from David Yurman. The little gray box, a little beige boxes.
I love it.
A little what? A little what? What is this?
Little bling.
A little bling. Jewelry. Like an engagement ring? What's going on here?
Oh God, I've been married
He's
for
married.
Ages. No.
I didn't realize you guys were married. My apologies.
He calls him his husband every time he calls in.
I don't know where I was. It was a long weekend.
It's all right.
Then I had a tiny bit of an extra surprise. you know, how the Samaritan's Annual came to the house. And as I was flipping through it, saw an article about Kennedy and a picture of the two of us.
Yes, I brought it in too.
What is this now? What is it you're holding?
It's the annual report from Samaritans.
Okay.
If you give in the money, you get it.
Oh, okay.
And they highlighted me because of my hope raiser for the Wicked Long Walk.
Oh, very cool.
And the picture that they chose to use was from last year when Corey showed up in his Star Trek outfit with the sign that says, Kennedy,
oh,
you're
so
out of
good.
This world.
That's
and that's what
awesome.
They chose.
Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, very
cool. Yeah, I actually
cool.
got a spare one. I was going to mail it to you. Now I don't have to.
Well, that is super cool. Well, thanks for
buddy.
Calling in, Corey. Have a great week.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Have a good one. Bye.
How about you, producer Dan?
So Thursday we did the full Thanksgiving dinner with Kaylee's whole family. There was like 25, 30 people there.
Mm.
And then Friday we went up to New Hampshire and did Thanksgiving with my family. So back-to-back turkeys and all the trimming.
Oh yeah. My gosh, what a lucky man.
Oh, I ate so much food. I still have leftovers in the fridge.
Woohoo!
And then Sunday we went to see the new Wicked movie. We saw a matinee.
And?
I really liked it. I was iffy on it going in because the second act of the musical is not as good.
Yeah.
But I thought it was great.
What's the meat of it?
They got smoked this week by Zootopia 2. I guess. I don't know if you saw that or not.
Well, Zootopia was opening weekend. Wicked was the second weekend.
Yeah, I just figured it would have stayed at number one for a while.
Oh, Zootopia made like $500 million.
It's crazy globally. How much money that movie made.
But I thought it was great. Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo were both fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And then afterwards, we went home and decorated my entire apartment for Christmas because it is now December 1st.
Yes.
And it is very different being in a relationship where you actually live with a woman as opposed to the 3 years prior where I was living as a bachelor by myself.
Because as a nomad.
In my old apartment, it could have passed as one of Dexter's kill rooms if it wasn't for the couch and the TV. There was nothing on the walls. It was just white walls, nothing but a TV and a couch. I have garland on the windowsill and a stocking with my initial on it.
Oh, what a time to be alive.
You are thriving.
The entire house smells like a balsam tree from a Yankee Candle.
You're Kris Kringle, Dan.
And I'm like, oh, this is different.
Dan Kringle.
My old house just had cereal on the floor. Now we have a beautiful Christmas tree.
Oh, that's so good. Thank you, Dan.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Lindsay from Salem.
Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, Kennedy.
Also, Lily, who is 9, is actually the one that called in for her mom.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Lily called when I answered the phone. She's like, hello? And I could hear in the background, Lily, are you on the radio?
She is not anymore. I just dropped her off at school.
So right. She called and you still made her get out the car? You're tough.
I know. I should have had her just be late.
That's all right. We'll put it up in the podcast. You can play it for her after school, okay?
Sounds good.
Lindsay, will you kick Kennedy out?
Kenny, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
$1,000 on the line. Kennedy's leaving, going into that soundproof studio. She won't be able to hear anything that is happening. Just a reminder, if you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. Question number one. Vanessa Hudgens gave birth to her second child with her husband, Cole Tucker. Hudgens dated Zac Efron back in the day after the pair starred in which movie franchise together?
Ooh. Oh, God, it's that movie.
Yep.
I'm going to have to pass on that. It's there, but it's not at the same time.
Question number two. In Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, what is the name of Rudolph's elf buddy who doesn't want to make toys? He just wants to be a dentist.
It's Herbie.
Question number three. Tyler Joseph, 37. Today, he's the lead singer of this band. Take a listen to one of their biggest songs and then name the band. Name the band.
I'm so bad with names.
Question number four. It's not going to be good in this game.
It's going to be tough for you.
Question number four. A record number of people tuned in for NBC's coverage of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade with over 34 million viewers across NBC and Peacock. Can you name two of the three hosts for the broadcast every year?
Oh, God. I'm horrible at this.
And question number five. 36 years ago today in 1989, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation was released. Of course, one of the most iconic Christmas movies of all time. In the movie, what does Clark get from his boss instead of his long-awaited Christmas bonus?
He gets...
very angry.
Oh, God, I don't know.
All right.
I'm so mad at myself because I watch it every single year, too.
It's a gift that keeps on giving.
That's the worst part.
All year long.
The rest of it.
Okay. Kennedy.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Hi.
Lindsay, who unbeknownst to her 9-year-old daughter, Lily, is now playing the 1K CBK. I have getting 0 out of 5.
No,
that is correct.
I thought I got that.
You were close, I believe. That is what we call a Mac. Kennedy, these are tough. Are you ready?
Hi, yes.
Vanessa Hudgens gave birth to her second child with her husband, Cole Tucker. Hudgens dated Zac Efron back in the day after the pair starred in which movie franchise?
High School Musical.
1-0. In Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, what is the name of Rudolph's elf buddy who doesn't want to make toys? He just wants to be a dentist.
Elfie?
Oh, sorry. Wrong button. Hermie.
Hermie.
And why is everyone so dead set against Hermie being a dentist in the North Pole? Do they not have teeth care up there?
No, because he's an elf and elves make toys. That's the whole thing.
But then who is doing the cleanings?
You can be whatever you want.
Have you seen the Abominable Snowman's teeth? They were bad.
So they could use Hermie.
Think about all the sugar. And
that's
stuff
what
like
I'm
that.
Saying. Yes.
The whole candy cane diet. My boy.
Question number 3. Tyler Joseph, 37 today. He's the lead singer of this band. Take a listen to one of their biggest hits and then name the band. All my friends are heathens, take it slow. Wait
for them to ask you who you know. That's 21 Pilots.
It is 21 Pilots. That song is Heathens, I believe. 2-0. Question number 4. Record number of people tune in for NBC's coverage of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. With over 34 million viewers across NBC and Peacock, that is what you call the K-pop Demon Hunters bump.
Oh, yeah, my gosh.
It's a lot of eyeballs.
Oh, so good.
They were great. Can you name 2 of the 3 hosts for the broadcast every year?
Well, let's see. Savannah Guthrie was there. Hoda Kotb was there. Al Roker was there.
There you go. 3-0. Question number 5. 36 years ago today in 1989, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation was released. In the movie, what does Clark get from his boss instead of the long-awaited Christmas bonus?
The Jelly of the Month Club. It's the gift that keeps on giving, Carl.
The whole year.
And do you remember what he's going to do with all that Christmas bonus money, Kennedy?
Build a pool.
That's right.
Yep. I watch that movie every year. It's so good.
4-0 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Lindsay, we're sorry you don't get the $1,000, but thank you, and to Lily as well, for listening to the show. We do appreciate that. Are you still with us, Lindsay?
I'm here.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Lindsay from Salem, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Wah-wah. Could have used Lily that game.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
So imagine you're in a hot air balloon over the long Thanksgiving weekend in Colorado, and the captain of the hot air balloon says, well, that's never happened before as you're landing. That's not a good thing, is it?
It was all right. It all worked out in the end.
Yeah. Well, you landed safely, obviously.
Sure did. Yeah, so my whole family was going to be together for this weekend, and I just thought it would be nice to like do something to get out of the house a little bit, because, you know, after a while... that's a long time to be all sitting together. And I thought, since we're out there, why don't we just think fun? So I found this place that does hot air balloon rides. There were 6 of us total that went. So not everybody wanted to go, which is fine. But the people who wanted to go went. And it was a 2-hour drive to get there. That's the part I didn't realize. It was in Colorado Springs and we were in Fort Collins. So I was like, you guys. On Thursday, I was like, you guys. So we're going to have to get up. I'm going to need you in the car at 4:30. Are you ready? Can you do it?
A.M.?
Yeah. Because it's a sunrise balloon.
Oh, my gosh,
no,
Kennedy.
But everybody rallied. Everybody came out. Everybody was ready to go. It was awesome. So we get there and, you know, you meet up with the guy in this hotel, and then they drive you out to sort of this in the middle of nowhere by an airport kind of a thing where they're going to set up the balloon. And that all by itself, just watching them set up the balloon. And
it's beautiful.
It's just, it's wild.
Have you done a hot air balloon before
this?
Nope,
it was on the list.
It's on my bucket list, too, but it is definitely a wild thing to think about. It's a wicker basket in the sky whose only mode of transportation is, do you want more fire or no fire?
Yeah, up or down, no left or right.
And that fire, I've been in a couple. They are so, you don't realize how loud they are and how much heat comes off of those things. It's almost like having a jet engine right above you.
Well, it was freezing cold, so you got warmth for about 2.2 seconds and it was gone. But it's true, you're so quiet and then so loud and then so quiet. So anyway, so we finally all get in. You know, you have little compartments, so there's two of us to a compartment, just kind of jammed in there together, and it starts to take off, and you're like, oh, this is amazing. And he said we were up at about 3,000 feet, and you're already, you know, a mile above sea level there, so you're mm-hmm. up pretty high. And we didn't go very far. There wasn't a lot of wind. It was a very calm day. So mm-hmm. we kind of were just up there, kind of hovering around the place that we took off. So we figured we might just land there. He said, you know, some days you go for miles, some days not so much because it just depends on the wind.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But they have, you know, chase vehicles with the big truck to put the thing back in and then the passenger van to take all of us that sort of through walkie-talkie follow you wherever you go. So anyway, I think he's going to start to land because we start going down a little bit and then we get a gust of wind and he's like, oh, this is fun. Let's go. Let's take it. Which was awesome because we started moving.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're moving. And then he's like looking at time, looking at gas. And he's like, yeah, I should probably land this pretty soon. But he couldn't get to where he wanted to land. He wanted to land in this one place, but he totally overshot it. And the wind was taking him and we weren't going to land there. That wasn't happening. So
hard to bang a UE in a hot air balloon.
You can't. There is no steering, literally. And so then there's this huge wide open space in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, well, I guess we're going to land here.
Which is not public property?
No, I don't know. Mm-mm. Nope. It was all fenced in, two fences, and next to a neighborhood and next to like a ranch with a bunch of cattle. So we just land, and the landing was great. And he's like, 30 years of doing this here ballooning, I've never had to land here before. And I'm thinking, it's an awful lot of years to not land in this space when you're taking off from the same place. So we don't know who's it is, but we do know it's not ours or his or anyone's.
Right.
So then this truck starts coming down the side, a big old pickup truck.
Uh-oh.
And so the chase vehicle's like, hey, maybe you can ask them how we can get in because I don't see a way to get in. We can't get in through this place. We can't get in through that place. And I'm worried that the guy's about to come and be like, what you doing on my land?
It's a little different to say, hey, our ball fell in your yard.
This is in the middle,
our hot air balloon's
in the middle
yard.
Of nowhere, Colorado. You don't mess with is people's this, animals.
Is this one of those situations where it's better to ask forgiveness than permission?
Yeah. So the passenger van is able to get to us. And I'm sort of, and you're supposed to have this like champagne toast. They tell you the story of the first hot air balloon. It's,
right,
you know,
right.
there's a ritual that goes along with it. Yep. And I wanted that part of it. But at the same time, I was like, you know, them not being able to get the trailer back in here is more of a their problem than my problem. And there's a subdivision right over here. And I'm like, if this doesn't get fixed within the next, I don't
you
know
what.
You
have no patience for this.
We're walking and I'm going to get us an Uber because this is crazy. And so
you can't wait for them to do their champagne toast and eat their charcuterie. And
you couldn't do any of it because they didn't have it because the truck was stuck and it couldn't get into this place because there were fences.
Right. But you didn't want to wait for them to figure it out.
No, it's not my problem.
Also, she was trespassing.
And it was freezing. We had you know what I mean?
Was Rip coming up on a horse?
Oh, that would have been awesome. So anyway, they finally figure it all out. They're able to get both the van and the trailer in, and while they're tearing down the balloon, you know, he's telling us the story and pulling out this continental breakfast of like muffins and Baby Bell cheese and peppermints. It was the strangest breakfast ever.
Well, it's 25 degrees out in Colorado in November.
But we all had, you know, a champagne toast, which was lovely, and they say this little statement that I guess everybody says when they do their first hot air balloon ride. But then, guys, I went in the van because it was a little people-y. And so I went in the van just to sit for a little minute. And there was one other couple that was in the balloon with us. It was all us and this one other couple. And they're sitting there. The mountains are in the background. And it's just the two of them. No one's around. And they're just looking longingly into each other's eyes. And I'm like, oh, my God.
No.
What am I about to watch? And then he gets down on one knee. And he asks her to marry him. And she says yes. And they just hug and hug. And they're crying. And I'm just like in the van weeping, wondering, do I go outside? Do I say congratulations? Do I let them have this moment? And so I kind of left it alone for a minute, but then I was like, I can't. Oh. So I came outside and was like, congratulations, you guys. And they were so into each other. They hardly were paying attention. Like, you know how it is when you, that moment is a moment that you black out, right. 100%. Yes. So I said to them, would you guys like for me to take some pictures? It really is really beautiful right here. And I knew they'd regret it if they didn't. Mm-hmm. So they let me take a whole bunch of pictures, and I had taken a picture of them just from the behind because it was so pretty, and gave it to them. And so the whole ride back to the hotel, they were like all snuggled, and my Grinch heart grew a couple of sizes that day.
The proposal while trespassing will be a story they tell their grandkids.
I don't even know that they knew about that part because they were over here by themselves, but it's my understanding that they cut a fence to get in, which literally will get you shot. So I think they fixed it later. I don't know.
Wanted in Colorado. Not my problem. I just got something on the wire.
Not my problem. Not my name on it. Well, but I would 10 out of 10 recommend doing a balloon ride. It was awesome. It wasn't scary for me anyway. I just thought it was so peaceful. And like
it's amazing,
said,
isn't it?
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful way to see the world.
Especially with all the mountain views in Colorado. It must have been killer.
Yeah, I think a different time of year would have been prettier, but it doesn't matter. It was really, really cool.
I wish I saw the look on your family's face when you were like, hey guys, so it's 2 hours away and we have to be there at 6:30 a.m.
We have to leave at 4 o'clock.
We're all going to sleep in the car.
They looked at me kind of funny, but you know, most of them...
Are you high? Yes.
Most of them have jobs and we were on their time zone, not mine, so it was helpful.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Well, today is the day marking the opening statements in the murder trial of Brian Walsh for the death of his wife, Anna. The trial is taking place in Dedham. So basically, here's what's going to happen today. Both the prosecution and the defense are scheduled to deliver their opening statements today, outlining the evidence they expect to present and their respective theories of the case. He's facing a first-degree murder charge. He has already pleaded guilty to two lesser charges, misleading a police investigation and improper conveyance of a human body. And for those of you that might not know the background, Anna disappeared on New Year's Day, 2023. Her body has never been found. The prosecution's case relies heavily on digital evidence, including incriminating internet searches he made, such as the best ways to dispose of a body.
What is improper conveyance of a human body for those not in the know?
If you are not like someone who works for, let's say, a hospital or a mortuary, mm-hmm. or if you're trying to hide a body.
So he's saying he didn't kill her, but he got rid of the body.
Yes.
Something like
that. And
this.
They remember
that has never been found.
Well, they found a hacksaw in a dumpster behind his mom's place or near his mom's place, and they found bloody garments and they found some other items near his mom's place. And so, yeah, he's saying, yeah, I got rid of the body, but which is just a wild.
That's a real flimsy defense.
They say the trial will last about 3 or 4 weeks, and we will have Emily D. Baker on Thursday to fill us in on all the stuff we don't understand.
And don't forget, you're going to hear a lot about the Karen Reed trial during this trial, because it's happening in the same courtroom. It's being tried by the same group of people, and Proctor was the one who investigated this case, who we know was fired after he investigated the Karen Reed trial. So I think they're going to try and tie in some of that Karen Reed fiasco into this case as well.
Of his utmost professionalism.
It's in Dedham. It's not in Canton.
Yeah, but it's the same. It's the same people that are prosecuting this. I understand it's not in the exact same town or courtroom, but it is in the same. All these same people are trying it that were involved in that case. Mm.
Well, hopefully he goes to jail.
I don't know how one has anything to do with the other, but
Proctor investigated it,
right?
And he investigated this case, and so Brian Walsh's team is going to try and connect the two cases. Say, look what he did in Karen Reed's trial. This is what he also did in my trial.
Gotcha. Thank you. The Super Bowl pregame show will open with a trio of standout performers. Charlie Puth will be singing the national anthem. Brandi Carlile will sing "America the Beautiful," and Coco Jones will sing "Lift Every Voice and Sing." This will happen February 8th at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, California, before the Super Bowl game. John Barker, who is the Senior Vice President of Global Event Production for the NFL, says these artists bring a distinct voice to the moment, helping set the tone for a day that will captivate fans around the world. These pregame performances will air on NBC, Telemundo, and Peacock. The national anthem and "Lift Every Voice and Sing" will be performed in ASL by Fred Beam, and Julian Ortiz will sign "America the Beautiful." And in a historic first, the halftime show will include a multilingual signing program featuring Puerto Rican Sign Language led by interpreter Selimar Rivera Cosme. So that's pretty cool.
Kennedy, 1985. Do you remember it? Do you remember
1985?
This? Yeah, who was in the Super Bowl 1985?
The Bears won?
The Bears and the Patriots.
The Super Bowl shuffle. We are
Why
the Bears.
Why are you bringing up the Patriots
Southland
getting
crew,
blown out?
Shuffling on down, doing it for you. We're not here to start no trouble. We're just here to do the Super Bowl shuffle.
Well, I'm just trying to harken back, Dan, to 1985, because right now the Bears and the Patriots are the two best teams in the NFL.
Which is absolutely
And they met
bonkers.
In the Super Bowl when we were kids in 1985, and it was the time.
Well, if they meet again, I would hope it goes a lot differently than 1985.
It was a good time to be young, Kennedy. In 1985.
I bet you were living your best life.
We had the poster of the Super Bowl shuffle.
I had the 12-inch vinyl.
The Blues Brothers and stuff, and yes. I had it hanging on the wall. We had everything. And guys, Ben Affleck is reportedly brewing up another star-studded Dunkin' Super Bowl ad. This one loaded with lots of cameos. Jennifer Aniston, Matt LeBlanc, Jason Alexander, Tom Brady, Alfonso Ribeiro, Ted Danson apparently all have a top secret spot. It's my understanding Ted Danson will be Sam Malone.
Right.
So, cheers.
Right.
The project is allegedly titled Goodwill Dunkin', and it's so locked down that production staff had to tape over the cameras on their cell phones when they did it.
Oh, so it's a Goodwill Hunting parody that takes place in a bar.
Yeah.
100% it's going to be, I got a number, how do you like them munchkins?
Totally. I also heard some rumors that J-Lo might be in it again, but I don't know if they're there, but we'll see.
That's pretty
good.
Good
for you, buddy, good
That's
for you.
Pretty good.
And that is what I got.
Kennedy, just to clarify real quick about that trial with Brian Walsh, it is happening in the same courthouse, prosecuted by the same district attorney's office, though different prosecutors within it, and the same investigations had the same lead investigator. That is Michael Proctor. So just to clarify that.
Good enough. Thank you, sir.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man,
you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Gabby Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Kennedy, say good morning to Kaylin from Weymouth.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Kaylin's on her way to school. She is studying to be an ultrasound technician.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Kaylin, there are five pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy. We're going to give you $100 if you tie her. Unfortunately, that is a loss for you. She's gone into that soundproof studio looking at the big board. Kennedy has 6,343 wins, 464 losses.
That's right.
One more loss. We go to redemption week. Are you ready?
And that loss could be you.
Yes.
All right. Question.
It probably will be.
Question number one. Dua Lipa stars in a new ad campaign hyping up Team USA's women ahead of the 2026 Winter Olympics, which is an interesting choice to hype up Team USA since Dua Lipa isn't actually from the United States of America. Where is she from?
London.
Yeah, that's fine. Question number two. Ben Affleck's Super Bowl commercial this year for Dunkin' reportedly includes a massive celebrity lineup and will be called Goodwill Dunkin'. In Goodwill Hunting, what famous line does Will say to his rival after getting Skyler's number at the bar?
I don't know. I'm sad to say I've never seen that movie.
Question number three.
Take your Boston card.
Ed Sheeran is brushing off the gossip saying, I'm not self-conscious about my relationship with her, after reports that he and Taylor Swift's friendship has drifted apart. Which one of them had a song reach number one in the country first? Was it Ed or Taylor?
Taylor.
Question number four. Can you name all of the colors of the four primary subway lines in Boston?
Red, orange, yellow, green.
Question number five. John Oliver had an auction that raised about $1.5 million to support public media. Most of it came from a Bob Ross painting that sold for over $1 million. What was the name of Bob Ross's half-hour PBS show that produced over 400 episodes? With his happy little trees.
Mm-hmm.
I know it too. I don't know.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy! That's okay. Bob Ross would say there's no mistakes in life, just happy accidents.
Yeah, I know that one.
Kennedy, welcome back. Kaylin from Weymouth got 2 out of 5 correct?
Yes.
Well done.
All right. These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Dua Lipa stars in a new ad campaign hyping up Team USA's women ahead of the 2026 Winter Olympics, which is an interesting choice to hype up Team USA because she's not from the USA. Where's she from?
But she lives here. I'd say she's from England.
Were there no American pop stars that could hype up Team USA?
I know we farm out a lot of the acting roles to British actors, but I feel like for this one, we should have went local.
Could have found
for
somebody.
Team USA.
I'm sure we could have found somebody. Tie to one. Question number two. Ben Affleck's Super Bowl commercial this year for Dunkin' reportedly includes a massive celebrity lineup that will be called Goodwill Dunkin'. In Goodwill Hunting, what famous line does Will say to his rival after getting Skyler's number at the bar?
How you like them apples?
Kennedy!
What was that?
I don't know.
That was someone yelling Kennedy's name.
That was wild. 2-1, question number three. Ed Sheeran is brushing off the gossip saying, I'm not self-conscious about my relationship with her, after reports he and Taylor Swift's friendship has drifted apart. Which of them has had a song reach number one first in the country? Was it Ed or Taylor?
That feels like a trick question. I'll say Ed.
Nope. Remember, Ed went on tour with Taylor.
I'm well aware of all of that. It just sounded like a trick question.
Oh,
no trickery here, Kennedy. Nope. Taylor Swift, always the answer.
Yeah, Taylor Swift had her first number one in 2012. Ed had his first number one here in 2017. Tied at two, question number four. Can you name all the colors of the four primary subway lines in Boston?
Blue, red, green... orange.
That is correct. I don't believe we have a yellow line here.
We do not.
3-2. Question number 5. John Oliver had an auction that raised $1.5 million to support public media, and most of that came from a Bob Ross painting that sold for over $1 million. What was the name of Bob Ross's half-hour PBS show that produced over 400 episodes?
The Joy of Painting.
That is it.
Good poll.
Nice job. Nice job. All right, 4-2 is the final score. I'm sorry, Kaylin. We do appreciate you calling in to play this morning, but Kennedy gets the win. Womp womp.
Thank you.
When do you graduate?
August.
Oh, hey.
A little less than a year.
Go get him, honey. Go get him.
That's exciting.
Thank you.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Kaylin from Weymouth, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
So, Can't Beat Kennedy is brought to you by our good friends at Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Kennedy, say good morning to Lori from Bellingham.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kennedy. How are you?
I am living the dream. How are you?
Same thing. Absolutely.
I love to hear it. Love to hear it.
Kennedy, an interesting nugget that we always like to have about people that play Can't Beat Kennedy.
I do like an interesting nugget.
We believe this is Lori's fourth day listening to our show.
Nuh-uh.
Ever.
Really, ever.
Day four.
Yeah.
So what, did you just not have a radio in your life before? 4 days ago?
I did, absolutely. I listened to, oh my goodness, this is going to date me and that is so embarrassing, but I listened to this radio station when it was the other radio station.
That's okay.
Yeah, the old BCN days, yes, of course.
The old BCN days, yeah. So I was like, what is this station? And like I said, it's my new favorite station in the whole wide world.
Welcome back.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I cannot believe that you ate 5 of that awful food the other day, because you would not tell all of your secrets.
I'm a vault.
Your poor stomach.
And nothing really scares me, so.
I had to go into work, and I was like, I wonder if she got sick.
Nope.
So I hope you were all right.
All right. Well, Lori, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, please get right out of there.
All right.
So
I like Lori's vibes.
Lori, have you heard this game in your 4 days of listening to us?
Of course I have not, but you explained it. And I'm going to tell you that I do play trivia at Limey's in Norwood every Thursday, and me and my best friend win. So,
okay.
Kennedy is in for it.
Oh, this
tell
is
you.
All right.
Imagine if she wins $1,000 and she's never even heard the game before.
Here we go. 5 God pop culture trivia questions. Lori, you get more right than Kennedy when you win yourself $1,000. Kennedy has left our studio. Try. She's in a little soundproof booth. She can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
True or false, Mariah Carey rakes in more than $500,000 in royalties every year from her holiday classic, All I Want for Christmas Is You. True or false?
True.
Question number 2. Actress Millie Bobby Brown has changed her last name to her husband's, which is what?
I do not know, but I do not think she did that, so I don't know.
Question number 3. This sequel won the domestic box office with $156 million. It also set a record for the biggest worldwide opening for an animated film with $556 million. Name the sequel.
The sequel, probably like Toy Story 2.
Well, just no. I mean, this. I'm talking about this past weekend.
Oh, this past weekend. What just came out for a sequel for an animated? Super Mario.
Question World. Number 4. This artist says he uses AI in his music. In his music making process, his biggest hits are "Lose Control" and "Bad Dreams." What is the singer's name?
Teddy Swims.
And question number 5. 11 years ago this week, AMC issued an apology for screwing up on social media as they posted a major spoiler to Facebook right after this TV show's mid-season finale and revealed the death of a main character. Rick and Shane are two of the main characters on this show. Name that show.
Oh, my goodness. Wick and Shane. Oh, I'm not good with TV shows. Wick and Shane.
Rick.
With an R.
Rick.
Right, yeah.
Oh, Rick.
Need an answer.
I'm going to say lost.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Okay. I mean, Shane was the main character for like a season and a half.
Yeah, but he was still a big one. All right, Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Lori, who has been listening to our show for 4 days. That should get her a point right there. If you haven't figured out, our show, Lori, is a lot like being stuck in the group chat you don't want to be a part of.
Okay.
I disagree.
But there's a lot of juicy drama. Kennedy, are you ready?
Yeah.
Did I tell you Lori got 2 out of 5?
All right. Well done, friend.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I lost. It's okay. It's all right. I didn't need $1,000. I did, but that's all right.
Well, do you mind if we finish the game anyways? Just go through the motions.
Go finish it.
All right. Thank you.
Go ahead.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
True or false, Mariah Carey rakes in more than $500,000 in royalties every year from her holiday classic, All I Want for Christmas Is You. True or false?
It's gotta be true.
$2.5 million every year, actually. Tie to one. Actress Millie Bobby Brown changed her last name to her husband's, which is what?
Bon Jovi.
That is correct. She married John Bon Jovi's son. 2-1. Question number 3. This sequel won the domestic box office this past weekend with $156 million. It also set a record for the biggest worldwide opening for an animated film with $556 million. Name the movie.
Zootopia 2.
3-1. Question number 4. This artist says he uses AI in his music making process. His biggest hits are Lose Control and Bad Dreams. Who is he?
Teddy Swims.
4-2. Question number 5. It was 11 years ago this week that AMC had to issue an apology because they accidentally posted a major spoiler to Facebook right after the TV show's mid-season finale and revealed the death of a main character. Rick and Shane, two of the main characters on that show. What is it?
The Walking Dead?
That is correct.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that's good, isn't it?
It's the only show I know on that channel.
Yep. 5-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win.
Well, welcome to it, and we're so glad you're here.
One of us.
Thank you so much.
One of us.
I am Lori. I am from Bellingham, and Kennedy cannot beat me. She beat me.
Wait, you did it almost. What?
She's
we
like,
got
get
you.
Me out of here.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.